2 weeks to
speak about your personal experience.
Come up here. How are we?
We're talking about marriage and divorce.
What's your point?
I think she wants the question next
you
week.
You get married and divorced.
Like, really and truly.
Ladies and gents, welcome back to an episode-ish.
It's really throwing me off. I'm just trying to getting used to.
Ladies and gents, welcome back to Offbeat POV. My name is Chin and I'm joined by my faithful co-host Fatsani and Professor Nick, Pro Nick, to our regular listeners. Now, you have to bear with my co-host today. They're still getting used to our new setup. They have no idea where to look. but listen, we're glad you could join us on here today's episode. So last week we kind of opened up a can of worms because we started the topic of marriage.
Yes, we did. Right?
And the question was about how relevant is marriage in 2023. And it was a can of worms because at the very least, I think it showed people that they don't give marriage as much thought as they thought they did. Mm-hmm. In that, yeah, you're either for it or you're against it, but you never really think about why. And I think that was the question we were asking. If it's relevant, why is it relevant? If it's not relevant, why is it not relevant, right? Mm-hmm. So we're going to carry that question on a little bit today and explore it from a few different angles. But first, poll of the week. Poll of the week. Okie dokie. So I've got two polls of the week for you today because why not? So the first one, a wife tells a husband to put everything from the shopping bag in the freezer. She forgets that there's a bag of pasta in the bag. The husband puts the bag of pasta in the freezer. Does the wife have reason to be upset?
Yes. He's an asshat.
Oh no.
I know we're not doing am I an asshat, but he's an asshat. Because are you a child? Are you four?
He's following instruction.
So if I said to you, can you put the stuff in that bag in the freezer, mm-hmm. and you found a pack of pasta in there, you'd be like, huh? Freezer. Well, at least wouldn't you shout, be like, sweet honey, this pasta, is it also going in the freezer?
He's following instruction.
You're a grown man. How are you putting pasta in the freezer?
He trusts his wife.
No, that's stupid.
He trusts his wife's word. He has no reason to doubt
his
wife.
Anyway, what's the poll before I get vexed?
That is the poll. So does the wife have reason to be upset? Yes. No? Yeah. For a neck?
Because that's, you know why she has, that's saying, you expect me to, okay, taking all the silliness I've already said aside, you expect me to be perfect all the time. So any instruction I give you, it has to be perfect because you're going to follow it to the letter. There is no room for me to make a mistake and for you to recognize that I've made that mistake and therefore either correct it for me or ask me to be like, oh, there is pasta in the bag. I know you said put everything in the bag, but there's a bag of pasta in there. Do you want me to put that in the cupboard and not in the freezer? Because otherwise there's that implication that if I give an instruction verbatim, you're going to take it verbatim, no common sense whatsoever. And I'm a human at the end of the day. I'm going to say certain stuff, give you certain instructions where there might be some anomalies that don't apply. And I'm trusting that you as my partner will pick up on some of those things and we'll work together to make sure things go, whether that's financial things, whether that's spiritual, then we'll go in the right place, not just pasta, but we'll go in the right place.
Okay, fine. I hear that. That's fair enough. But that's a fair argument. I will reserve my bat for now. What do you think?
What was the question again? Can you just repeat?
So the wife asked the husband to put everything in the bag in the freezer. Mm. She forgot there was a box of pasta in the bag. Mm-hmm. The husband put everything in the freezer, including the box of pasta. Mm-hmm. Does the wife have a reason to be upset?
Okay, fine. I wanted that, the last bit. Mm. Yes, she does have reasons to be upset. Not to fight for the women's corner here or anything like that. I wouldn't go down.
What's wrong? What's wrong with fighting the women's corner?
Because you are women, innit?
What?
No.
No. You're gonna have to elaborate. I'm so sorry. You're gonna have to elaborate on that.
Listen,
you can't fight the women's corner because we are women.
Yes.
And you're a man, so therefore you can't fight our corner.
What I'm trying to say is that there are a lot of things that, in my opinion, the women species find problematic in men that are not problematic, right? However, in this particular instance, I can't fight for men. So that's why
Explain why.
Yeah. So I'm going to say, yes, she does have a reason to be, to have a problem with that. Simply because I wouldn't go in as deep as, let's say, Fasan has gone. I wouldn't say about common sense or logic or anything like that. I think for me, it's about the dynamics of the family, right? It's very simple.
How so?
Right? It's very simple.
Yeah. Okay? You're not making it sound simple.
No, no, no. It's very simple in the sense that I don't know of a dish that requires pasta to go in the freezer. Mm-hmm. I don't think there is. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But if there was, right, and the wife said that, that would have been a normal thing. Yeah, mm-hmm. You put it in the freezer. Yeah, there's no question about it.
Yeah.
But there's no dish that requires pasta to go in the freezer. There's no storage that requires pasta to go in the freezer. Mm-hmm. There's nothing like that. So if you had a bag that's got meat, sausage, this, that, and a bag of pasta, washing up liquid, imagine. Why are you putting washing up liquid in the freezer? Is what I mean. So if there was such a thing, I would say that the wife was speaking on the majority of the stuff. Sometimes you address a bag with the majority of the content in there.
Well, the thing to say, the thing does say she forgot that there was a box of pasta in there.
Exactly.
So in her head, the instruction was fully that.
Exactly.
Everything in this bag goes in the freezer.
Exactly.
But she forgot that
exactly. There was a bag of pasta. You see, which is even more so on her part. Like that's in her favor. Yeah. Because she was thinking of the meat, you know, only. So everything in there goes in the freezer. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So as the man, you're putting everything in the freezer, you come across a bag of pasta, you've never in your entire life or your relationship, you know, you've never seen her, you've never done it yourself, you've never seen your mother or your grandmother put a box of pasta in the freezer. Why on earth do you think for what, this one time she wanted it in the freezer? For what?
Because she said so. So by that logic, just because I've never seen it, heard it, or felt, doesn't mean I have to question everything I've never seen or...
No, that's what I'm saying. That's why I was saying that it depends on the dynamics. What I meant by that, not dynamics per se, but the norm. It's a normal thing. You see what I mean?
Okay.
You know? So if anything, I would do what Fasan was saying. The least I would have expected that man to do, which I'm glad he didn't, because it would have been followed by, what a stupid question, it was to ask, well, babe, the pasta as well? but if he had asked that, she would have, I know for a fact, she would have responded in a very rude way. Like, are you an idiot? Since when did you see pasta going in the freezer?
No, or something like that. What did I say? Did I stutter? I said
exactly,
everything.
Exactly. So
anyway,
no,
that's besides the point. For the poll then, you're both saying that the wife, the woman, has reason to be upset.
Yes.
Yeah? Fasani, you're saying yes. Pronik, you're saying yes. And your argument is the man should have used common sense.
Yes.
I think upset is a bit extreme if she's upset that he put pasta in the freezer.
That's the central answer of the thing. Mm. Well, I did find this interesting because I can tell you, I'm happy to reveal that the majority of people
said no.
With over 8,000 votes, no, it received a total of about 8.9 votes. Mm-hmm. The majority of people, over 6,000 people, said no. No, she does not have reason to be upset. And I actually agree with them.
It's both,
you could argue both sides. Because
no, you really can't.
She has no reason to be upset in their sense of she did say everything. So if he's just genuinely just following instructions, said everything. You know, she can be a bit like, oh, you know, when I said everything, I mean, you could have used your common sense. But it is what it is. Move the pasta and put it somewhere else.
I mean, I hear what you're saying. And I did have an inkling that the public are going to vote that. And I think this is why I said it depends on the dynamics of the family, because most marriages are painted in that narrative. Like, woman says this and the husband is supposed to just do. Yeah. Especially when it comes to certain nitty gritty things of the household. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like, to put it in black and white, it's almost like men are painted as dumb, for example. You know, when it comes to a lot of stuff.
So I don't understand. What's that got to do with the results of the poll?
Okay. The reason I'm saying that is because it's almost like he was not expected to use common sense, because she said put everything in the freezer. Yeah. So it's almost like he's supposed to just, oh, yes, madam, or okay, babe, put everything in the freezer.
Could I first
without
find
questioning or without even clarifying or without checking, no, but this is supposed to, like, what about the pasta?
Could I throw a spanner in the works?
Mm-hmm.
I guess pasta is a great, it's a good example, but I think it's pasta, it's a dry item. Put it in the freezer for a couple of hours, nothing is going to happen.
Mm.
So let's say she said, I'm wondering if the poll votes would have been different. Let's say she said, babe, can you put the stuff in that bag in the cupboard?
Mm-hmm.
And in that was fresh milk.
Mm-hmm.
And he puts the fresh milk in the cupboard as well. I think that poll would have been different.
No. Maybe. No.
The milk would go off. It's not everybody. I think everybody would be of the opinion that the milk, you know, it's fresh milk. It goes in the fridge. Why would you put it in the cupboard? It's going to go off.
I understand what you're saying, but in my opinion, the poll is reflecting a very simple thing. Wife has said, husband do this, husband does what the wife is saying.
Seeing as you've already made it this far, you might as well press the like button, you might as well press the subscribe button so you can see all the other material that we're putting out. Put your comments in the comments because we want to hear what you think. We want to hear if you agree with us or if you disagree with us. No opinion is a bad opinion. Go for it.
But listen, I found that
because you are the type of person who would pass that in the fridge. That's why washing up liquid.
I found that interesting.
You say
it's a, you know, it's a little window into marriage, you know, married life, and marriage dynamics. I found that interesting. But the actual poll of the week for today.
Oh yeah, you just said those two.
Now this one is you have to follow me, Faith, because there are four answers, but they're split between male and female.
Okay.
All right. So I guess you have to give me the answer that you think the males gave and the answer that you think the females gave.
Okay.
Yeah. So the poll is, would you rather unconditional love or unconditional respect in marriage? Would you rather unconditional love or unconditional respect in marriage? So let's start with the men. Fatsani, what do you think the men went for?
Men. Can I give two answers to the two answers?
What? What do you think the men went for? And what do you think the public chose that the men went for?
I think the men went for respect, and I think the public went for respect, and I hope the public went for respect.
Okay. Pranik, what do you think the men went for?
I think the men went for respect as well. I think the public also chose men went for respect.
Okay. And women? What do you think? Would you rather unconditional love or unconditional respect, Fatsan? What do you think the women went for?
Well, I would. Is it my answer than what I think the public said?
Yeah,
go for it. I would say love, but I think the public, the women would have also said respect.
Okay. Pronet?
I understand that. I do. I'm inclined, but I'll stick with what I believe. I think my answer is love, and I also think the public chose love.
Okay, fine.
But I feel like it could go either way.
All right. So would you rather unconditional love or unconditional respect? When it comes to the men, you think they both went respect. You would go respect, and you think they both went respect as well. When it comes to the women, Pronik, you think they chose love. And Fatsani, you think they chose respect. Right? Okay. Well, it's actually a very interesting poll, I'll be honest with you. And I'll tell you at the end of the episode. But
can you do the poll at the end of the episode?
Can you imagine that? Can you do the poll?
If you're going to tell us at the end of the episode, can you start doing the poll at the end of the episode?
No.
I'm going to steal that iPad.
Yes. But it's but look, it's an interesting question. Because of course it shows the dynamics of marriages, just like our first poll, you know, man, female, man, woman. Male, female. That's the right word. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Man, woman, male, female. It's weird. You can't say man, female. Because it's like, it's two different planes.
Male, woman. Now I'm really throwing you off.
Because now, what you've said is a male, woman.
His brain doing this.
Yeah. Because I understood that as a male
now
woman.
Now he thinks there's six genders.
A male, woman? What are you talking about? All right, ladies and gents, but... the first question I want to go into in regards to our question for today is something that I found interesting, because you hear this quite a lot, especially when it comes to young people, even older people, actually, when they're talking about marriage. And I want to ask, do you think marriage is something that you have to believe in? And I just said believe in quotation marks, because that's what you hear. You know,
I don't believe in marriage.
Believe in it. So do you think marriage is something you have to believe in?
Yes. I think it is something that you have to believe in. Yeah. In the same way that you have to believe in a lot of things that you're going to do in life.
Okay.
I think another way of saying believe is to, if I was to simplify it myself, is that is marriage something that you have to see for your life, or you have to want for your life? Or is marriage something that you understand that you're supposed to do, basically, or to get into? I think simpler ways, if you digest it and make it really, really, really plain and simple, it is about just asking somebody, well, what about getting married? Do you ever want to get married? No, I don't think so.
No, say no, because I don't believe in marriage.
Mm.
Yeah, so that's something to say. Oh, no, I don't want to get married because I don't believe in marriage. What are you looking at?
I think
waiting for you to finish talking.
He has.
Was that you, Dan?
No, I was interjecting what you're saying, because I feel like what you're saying isn't really what people mean when they say believe in marriage.
So what do they mean when they say believe in marriage?
Let's see what it's the
whole concept of it, isn't it? It believing its fundamentals, believing what it stands for, believing the process, what it means both for the male and both for the female. So I would think marriage is something you need to... I don't know if believing is the right word, but I don't... Is convicted and believe the same word? Are they synonyms of each other? It's something you definitely need to be convicted in, because you actually have to understand what it entails for you, for the other person, for you in society, for you spiritually, for your wider family as a whole. So you have to be able to apply your beliefs in marriage to all those scenarios. The same way when we believe in God, we have to be able to apply God in every scenario and situation of our lives. So for example, if there's a death in the family, where does God fit into that? Yeah. What's your understanding of God in the context of death? What's your understanding of God in the context of life? What's your understanding of God in the context of, I don't know, living a fulfilled life? What does that look like? So I think you do have to be, believe and convicted synonymously. So you have to have those two things about marriage, because that's how those fundamentals then help you apply it to your daily living.
Yeah, what she said.
Okay, so to believe in marriage is like someone saying, I believe in ghosts, or I believe in vampires. So it's like you either believe in it or you don't.
Oof. I think this is where I think we've reached
a generation of where you, yeah, but it is almost like a religion. You either believe in it or you don't.
But see, this is why I thought it was an interesting question, because I don't think marriage is something that you have to believe in. Like vampires, like, oh, I believe in vampires, or I believe in ghosts or Santa Claus or whatnot.
But isn't belief just something that resonates with you? That's belief, isn't it?
No, but let's
define belief.
Yeah, yeah.
What are we defining belief as? Because if you don't believe in marriage, or marriage doesn't resonate with you, are you still going to go ahead with that? If
no, of course not. Which
if you, is why if you don't, if you don't believe, if it. You don't believe in ghosts, and somebody tells you a ghost story, you're just going to go, okay, whatever, aren't you? But if you believe in ghosts, that's really going, that story you hear, you're probably going to go research it. You're really going to be pressed about it.
Yes. And I think that's exactly my point, because yes, you are. So let's say crystals, for example, like healing crystals. Yeah. Someone says, I believe in the power of healing crystals. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't believe in the power of healing crystals. Mm-hmm. You believe in them. That's great. That's good for you. Mm-hmm. You know, I hope it works great for you. Mm-hmm. I don't believe in the power of healing crystals. Leave me out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But then there are certain things, like if someone comes to me and say, you know, I don't believe in water, I'll be like, okay, great, but water is water.
Okay.
Like it is a...
But that's for you, for you, because you're already convicted and convinced in marriage. No,
but that's why I'm putting the two separate categories, between something that's irrefutable, something that
can't be... So you're saying marriage is irrefutable.
Something that's a fact, like something like water. Maybe not water is not the best idea, but something that just is, right?
Mm.
And someone is saying, oh, I don't believe in air. I don't believe in oxygen. Okay, that's fine. You don't have to believe in it, but it is what it is.
So are you putting marriage in that same category?
Because for me...
I don't know how I've become the host, but I like this.
Because we call it marriage, right?
Marriage.
You can call it whatever you want. You can call it marriage, you can call it eternal union, you can call it life partner if you're the Smiths. You can call it whatever you want. But
no, you can't call it whatever you want, because some of those examples you've given are not marriage, and yes, marriage is a niche in itself. So I don't think you can say you can call it whatever you want, because okay, then that's alternatives. Because yeah, marriage is marriage. You can't say life partner. That for a lot of people, that's something completely different. Yeah, whereas marriage, when people
say marriage, they're just calling by a different name.
But you can argue that. But when it comes to the word marriage, or people already know what that connotes.
Okay, fine. What is marriage then? Let's backtrack. Let's go 50 steps back and ask, what is marriage?
Marriage in its modern term, it's a legal union between two people.
Okay, and I think maybe that's what we differ, because you see it as a legal thing.
Mm.
Okay, fine.
It's not.
Pronik, what's marriage?
Marriage is a union of two people that have come together with intentions of wanting to spend the rest of their lives together. I believe I think there's just so much to say. So simply put,
say one thing at a time. Yeah, don't try to say five things at once.
Yeah.
You can confuse it.
So simply put, to start off with, marriage, in my opinion, is the legal papers that we sign nowadays. And this is going back to last week's episode, for example. Those are not marriage. Mm. Right? That's not what defines a marriage, right? Certain things have come in, like what we're saying, to protect and whatnot and whatnot, whatnot. But that's a legal document. It's like if I have a driving license, you know, that's a legal document that shows that I'm able to drive.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not
my ability to drive.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, I can drive, and we know so many people that are driving without that legal document.
Mm-hmm.
Marriage is a similar thing. You can, and I think this way I was saying that, you know, even if it was a civil thing, that would be fine. You know, two families come together. Do you take, you know, do we acknowledge these two as a union? Yes. Go off and go start your family. They're married.
But some people, like your definition, some people don't even believe in one partner for a whole lifetime. So you're already losing people at belief in marriage, because there is, whether it's his definition, whether it's my definition, there is already, when you say marriage to somebody, there is already an understanding of what that means. There's already we might not all be able to voice it in the same definition, voice it in the same words, but there is
there is
an implied understanding to the word.
Yes.
When you use it, so there's all, everybody understands the same thing.
Yes. You can. If you take away
are we able to articulate what that implication is?
Yes. If we take away
I'm asking a question.
Yeah. No, I'm saying
the implication is longevity. The implication is that one person. The implication is
lifelong commitment.
The implication.
So pause. Yeah. So let's say lifelong commitment, which is in essence what you said, the union of two people in a lot more words, lifelong commitment. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say I find a woman and I say, hey, you know what? I don't believe in marriage, according to, I guess, everything that has been thrown into it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe in marriage. You know, when my parents were married, they weren't happy, blah, 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 blah. But you know what? I'm committing to you for as long as I live. I'm going to share my life with you. We're going to have kids. We're going to raise a family. We're going to buy a house and everything else. We're just not going to get married.
Mm.
I'd argue they're married. I mean, obviously, there's a whole other discussion. But I could argue, no, fine. You're saying, you're not calling it marriage, but what you've done is marriage. You've committed yourself to one person for the rest of your life.
Mm.
What you've done is marriage.
I don't think somebody that would utter those... I feel like that would be a big juxtaposition on that person's part.
What do you mean? Say,
I don't want marriage. They don't understand what marriage is.
Yes, that would be my argument.
They don't understand what marriage is. Then that's the wrong example for me.
No, that would be my argument to say the reason you're saying you don't believe in marriage is because you don't know what marriage is. What you view as marriage,
rather,
is everything else. The wedding, the expenses,
the legal documents, everything else you're going to throw into it.
That's what you think marriage is.
Mm.
But I would say that's not what marriage is.
Mm.
And because you don't know what marriage is, that's why you're saying, I don't believe in marriage.
Mm.
But really, marriage is not something to believe.
But
in,
your question was do people have the wrong understanding of what marriage is? Your question was, should people believe in marriage?
My question was, is marriage something to be believed in?
Apologies, I paraphrased. Those are two, your example just now and its explanation, I think that's a whole different playing field, because that person just has misunderstood what marriage is. So really, once you nitpick mm-hmm. back to the question, that person does believe in marriage. They've just got mixed up on what they understand marriage to be.
Not what they understand marriage to be, maybe what the society calls marriage to be. And I think that's why people can confidently say that I don't believe in marriage. I think if we are going to acknowledge what marriage is in the modern times, so for example, what Fatano's saying, that's where you get people who say that I don't believe in that. You see? So I am agreeing in the sense that, so what we would have to do, first of all, we'd have to say, okay, fine. Based on this definition of marriage, can it be something that you believe in? So from what you're saying, then the answer is going to become no. Because if I go find Mary and I commit to Mary, right, we don't walk down the aisle, we don't, you know, sign a document, we don't, let's say, have the presence or commit or whatever, but I've committed to Mary. My family knows that I'm committed to Mary. Her family knows that we're committed to each other. They see us as an item. We move in together, we have children, we raise children. One can argue that is marriage, but the modern world will say that this is a partner. You see, they will never call it a marriage. You see, why would they never call it a marriage? Because according to the modern definition of marriage, we haven't done what we're supposed to do in order for it to qualify as a marriage. You see, so in that case, if we are talking about the modern world, so if we are, as long as it's going to be on the modern definition of it, it can't be something that you believe in. And that's why I started saying by what I was saying, in the sense that essentially you are asking someone, you know, is marriage, is this thing that we call marriage, is this something that you envision for your life? When you're saying that, do you believe in it? It's essentially that, you know? So a person can say that, actually, no, I'm not going to bother with all that. For me, I'll just pick Mary. Me and Mary can move in together. If we need to protect our assets, if we need to protect children, whatever, we can do the legal documents. We can make sure that, I don't know, on the birth certificate, my name is there, her name is there. We can have a document that explains what's going to happen when we die, you know, all that, or when we split up. We can have all those documents without the one document that says that you are now married. You see, so based on that, yeah, it can be something that you need to believe in.
Well, I mean, in terms of something you need to believe in, yes, I know I said no, I don't think it's something you need to believe in, but I can also understand why it can be something you need to believe in based on the definition I've given. But we're not gonna go down there for now, right? I guess my next question would be then, since we live in a generation that picks and chooses whether they believe in marriage or not, whether it's for them or not, do you think that should be first date conversation, whether someone believes in marriage?
Yeah. I don't know, maybe because I walked a different path, maybe because I got married quite young, but I would assume when people are going on these dates, especially if you're serious, you're looking at that person as, this is potentially somebody I could be with forever. So yes, the first date is, you know, when people get to the eighth date and all of a sudden, oh, you just want to get married, we're done for, now you're heartbroken because you've started to invest in, so you need to know what you're investing in. Are you investing with, and I'm not saying just because you ask those questions on the first date, it's going to work out. There's still things that can sort of shock you and surprise you. But I think people need to have their fundamentals in check. And I think sometimes that's what frustrates me about our generation. We almost don't have any fundamentals as to what we want and don't want. Or at least the fundamentals that are on the top of the list, actually, they're not the deal breakers. You put other things on the top of the list and the deal breakers come at the bottom of the list. So, you know, a year in, that's when you're having the conversation about things that are actually your deal breakers. So, yes, if you are a person that believes in marriage, seeing as that's the conversation, I would want to check that the person that sat in front of me, even if it's the first date, also believes in the same thing, so that if we are pursuing this, we know where it's going to end. Because if you don't find that out, what you're pursuing marriage and the other person is pursuing whatever they believe in.
Well, what about the argument that, you know what, first date might be a bit too soon and a bit premature?
I'm sorry, and, but
in doing so, you may actually alienate potential great life partners, because let's say someone doesn't believe in marriage, or as far as they've lived to this state, they don't believe in marriage. But obviously they meet you, boy or girl, whatever, you're great, you know, you they love you, you've changed their view on love and everything, and all of a sudden, now they can see themselves getting married, they can see themselves sitting down. Now they're like, you know what, yeah, I actually do want to spend the rest of my life with you, easily. But they can only get to that once they get to know you, and that's not going to happen on the first date. Because some people could argue that's been stories where someone hasn't believed in marriage, but then they got to know the right person, and they have. And they got married and happily ever after. But that couldn't, that can't happen on the first date.
I don't know. My view would be if I was looking for a life partner, I would put all my cards out on the table. And I'd be more than happy to have that. If somebody was skeptical, I'd be more than happy to explore that with them. And you've got to remember, people come from different walks of life. So if somebody gets to the point of, I don't believe in marriage, because when the first thing we're taught as humans is that there is innately, maybe I should put it like that, innately there is that longing to be with somebody forever. That's just inbuilt in us. So for me, I would personally think that if somebody has got to the point where they're saying, I don't believe in marriage, I don't want that, I would be curious as to what's happened in your life to get you to that point.
No, but with them saying I don't believe in marriage, like what we laid out, is not saying they don't want to commit to one person, they don't want to live the rest of their life with one person. They just don't want to engage in this institution, that's what they call it, institution that we term as marriage. They're not interested in the legal side. They're not interested in the wedding. They're not interested in the families. I don't know.
If you've got the patience and the time to convert somebody, then that's absolutely fine. But you've got to be mindful that might not happen. And if you're okay with that heartbreak after you've known this person for, you know, a year and a half, 2 years, and you still haven't converted them, then that's absolutely fine. I think people just have to play it by ear. If it was me personally, if I was to answer the question for myself, that would be a first date conversation.
Fair enough.
I don't know, to be fair, if it's right for it to be a first date conversation. I think for me, the second scenario that you gave about it might be too soon, you might scare somebody off, I think I would go down that path. I think it becomes easier once we have understood what is marriage, right? So for that person that wants to get married, what is their definition of getting married? What do they understand, right? Mm-hmm. Because like what you said, you know, they could also have a misconception of what marriage is, therefore telling this person, oh, no, I want to get married, so this can't work, when actually what they think is marriage is not actually marriage, you know? So I really don't know if it's a first date conversation kind of thing, but obviously you do want to talk to somebody to see what your future holds, you know, to see how you're going to pan out, to see where is this going, where is this leading. Actually, I believe as well, I mean, it's not the case anymore, but I believe people entering relationships should be entering these relationships with a goal in mind, you know, with a plan in mind, you know, where do I want this to go, you know? For some people, it could be that they've arrived, you know, that's what we see nowadays, you know, you start dating somebody a year later, you've moved in and whatnot. So there are so many ways of approaching it. So a conversation is important to be had.
Is this on the first date?
No, that's what I'm saying. That I wouldn't necessarily say on the first date.
So, if not the first date, how far into the dating period?
I believe. As you get to know somebody, these things will come up, whether it's naturally or planned.
They don't come up naturally unless you actually bring them up.
Whether naturally or planned.
They don't come up naturally unless you actually bring them up.
It depends what people discuss. Sometimes it comes up, you know, sometimes you could be talking about...
But then how are you chancing your life?
It's not chancing.
It sounds like chancing.
No.
Because what if, okay, in the occasion that it never comes up?
Then you bring it up.
Okay, so basically, okay, the conversation is had. Yeah. Why did you have to add that then? Because I added both.
I said whether naturally or whether you bring it up. That was my statement. Okay, you are the ones that decided to hang on the chancing it. I just laid it on both.
That was the point of contention. We're like, well, no, that's silly.
All I'm saying is the
conversation comes up.
The conversation comes eventually. You know, you're gonna have to discuss it because, like I said, you have a goal in mind. Mm-hmm. You know, or at least you say eventually, but some people don't even discuss it. Listen, for every rule, there's an exception. But we're discussing, you know, like in answering the question, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. Should it be a first date kind of conversation? My answer, I, after this now, I think I'm strongly going to say no.
So you're saying no, but in terms of when the conversation should come, just wait and see.
Not wait and see.
So when? Because
I can't put a number. So I think it varies.
If someone is listening right now, they heard the question, they heard Fatsani's answer say, yes, it should be first date. And they're like, I don't know about first date. They heard your answer, no, it shouldn't be. They're like, yes, yeah. I like his answer more. But then now they're like, okay, well, if not first date, when?
Okay.
Are you saying not first date, it'll just come up naturally, eventually it'll come up? Or are you saying at what point should they be thinking, okay, we need to have the marriage conversation. Okay. We need to have the lifelong conversation. Okay. We need to have the...
why I'm asking the question. With every relationship, there are progress. There's usually progress in these things. Mm-hmm. You know, there's the meeting phase and then you get to know each other. Mm-hmm. But I think if you ask most people, if not all people that have been in relationships, they will tell you that it gets to a point where things are getting serious, you know? Mm-hmm. And there are certain things that you need to consider. You know, it could be distance, it could be work, it could be lifestyles, all mm-hmm. sorts of things. Yeah, I would say at that point, you know, within your relationship. Now, it depends on how fast the relationship is developing. Mm-hmm. For some people, it could be a month into it. Mm. It could be a week into it. For other people, because maybe it's a slow, gradual thing, it could be 6 months into it. But at whatever stage where you are looking at this thing at a more serious, with more serious eyes, mm-hmm. yeah, that you know what? I think I've arrived.
So maybe that's the problem for me because why are you already going on? Why are you going into a relationship with unserious eyes? Because your eyes should be serious from day one.
Why are we building walls
before we build foundations?
No, what I mean by that.
Before you answer that, it's the same point, I guess, from a different angle. So from what you're saying is, you should wait until things are getting serious to find out if you have a future with this person.
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily.
Slow down, take a bit, hear me out. Yeah?
Okay, so what you're saying is, so that you can clarify properly, because I am following. Mm-hmm. You're saying, no, marriage is not a first date conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You have that conversation or it will come up mm-hmm. when things are getting serious.
Mm-hmm.
When you start looking at the relationship with serious eyes, mm-hmm. when you start thinking, okay, yeah, you know what, this could be the one.
Mm-hmm.
It's at that point that marriage will either come up naturally mm-hmm. or you have to bring it up. Let me put it this way.
Yes to what you've just said, but let me also put it this way. There are a lot more things that you need to discuss other than marriage that are make or break. You know, mm-hmm. for example, finances. You know, for example, where you're going, like how are you going to be handling your finances, you know, as a couple, you know? Do you believe
but there's no before finances marriage. If you're heading in two different directions, so you've got into this relationship and you haven't had the conversation about whatever your definition of marriage is irrelevant at this point, but you haven't had your definition about what the future, because having that conversation of marriage is basically essentially saying, what's our future looking like? What's mm-hmm. the future for us mm-hmm. to looking at? So mm-hmm. what you're saying is you're discussing finances when you don't know that, at the point where you don't know that she wants to go left and you're going right.
You missed it. I said that.
Is that what you've understood?
That's what I've understood. I said
that there are a lot more things that needs to be discussed aside from marriage. So marriage is not the only elephant.
We're not saying this the only elephant, but what
hear me out. Don't be too quick. Please hear me out. Yeah. What I'm trying to say is, there are a lot more things that needs to be discussed. All these things cannot be discussed on the first date. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can't sit there with a list of all these things that I make or break on the first date. Well, what about this? What about that? I don't think that's how relationships work.
I think you've missed it.
Yeah. Okay. Hold on. Let me finish. So what I'm trying to say is, you meet somebody today.
Mm-hmm.
You meet somebody today. You go on your first date.
Mm.
Yeah. On your first date. For me, that's a chitty chat first date. You know, mm-hmm. you're interested in
what's
somebody.
Your favorite color?
Yeah.
Kind of.
If you want, you know, what's your favorite color? You know, you're just getting to know somebody, you're just having fun.
Yeah.
It's not a, you know, would you believe people go to heaven or hell kind of situation, you know?
Why not?
In my opinion. I was trying to find something heavy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, to say that
it's not gravity heavy. Yeah. However, as you you've gone for that first date,
mm-hmm,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
you like this person, you vibe, you know, as the youngster says these days, your spirits are kindled and whatnot.
I don't understand that anymore, but carry on.
I tried my best, you know. Now you're going to go for a second date, for example. And during that time, you're talking as well. Maybe you're going to go for a third date. Now there's real interest there. Yeah. There's, okay, actually, I really like this person. So what I'm trying to say is that somewhere in that, yeah, you're going to address all these big things, including marriage. Yeah. So since today's topic is about marriage, I'm saying that somewhere in this, you're going to discuss marriage. You're going to discuss where are we going? Where are we heading? What do you believe? Especially, let's say if I'm the man. Yeah. Not if I'm the man. I'm a man. So let's say if I'm dating somebody, right? And for me, I want to get married. And I'm interested in a girl. Yeah. And we've started vibing. We started talking and things like that. I'm going to want to make sure that this girl also wants to get married. Yeah. So somewhere within that phase, I'm going to have that conversation with her. Listen, you know, so tell me.
Okay, so briefly, and I want you to be as brief as you can possibly manage, right? How do you... I'm trying to understand.
You be brief.
No. It's hard to formulate.
He's trying to find his words.
No, it's trying to formulate because I'm trying to understand what that conversation looks like to you.
It's as plain as you want it to be.
Because from Fatani's point of view, on the first date, it's as simple as you're having dinner between mouthfuls. Oh, so Tasha, do you believe in marriage? Oh, yeah, I actually do. Yeah, my parents have been married for 40 years. I think it's lovely. Oh, no, you know what? I think it's just it's a modern thing that people made up. I don't think it's really for me. It's literally...
And then you put your spoon down.
Obviously, depending on what answer you get, can determine how light or how
I'm
heavy.
I'm going to the toilet.
Depending on what answer you get, can determine how light or how heavy.
And then
it
you
is.
Don't
Someone
come
can
back.
Say yes when you're expecting them to say no. You know, for you, maybe marriage is a deal breaker. You know, I don't know, any of that, whatever. But then I guess I'm saying that to try to communicate that, I guess from Fasani's point of view, it's not a serious discussion. I think you're talking about like nitty gritty, like details, like actually how our life is going to look, where we're going to live, how we're going to raise our children. What do you think a role in marriage is? You know, what do you expect from me as a man? I think that's what you're thinking the conversation is. But the conversation about do you believe in marriage on the first date, essentially that conversation, do you see marriage in your future?
Like I said, my issue is I feel like we're in a generation where we like building walls before we build foundations. And by that, I mean... when you're even on the first date, when you're trying to trying to get to know somebody, you want to know that the two of you are going in the same direction, what your intentions for whatever this meetup is are the same. Because if somebody has just come on this date because they think what this is going to be is a relationship where you just hook up, you need to find that, because otherwise I think that's why there's so much heartbreak, because people are not communicating what their intentions for relationships are. That's why you find somebody's in a relationship for 6 months and then that's when they're having the conversation of what they want the future to look like, and somebody's saying, oh no, me, I have no intentions of anything long term, and the other person is fully invested, they've caught the feelings, but that conversation was just never brought up, never had. And like Chin was saying, I'm not saying on the first date would be a case of, okay, how long till we get married? No, just literally, like, what do you see for your future? Do you see marriage in that future? Like, what are you looking? I guess people phrase it usually as in, what are you looking for? So it doesn't even have to be like, do you believe in marriage? Like, what are you looking for in a relationship? Well, I'm looking for something long term. I want it to end in marriage. That's what I'm looking for.
I mean, I hear what you're saying. It's a solid argument. But if I'm going to come back to the question, say that, is it a first date conversation? Now, one thing you've added, maybe the depth and gravity of it, maybe I could concede on that. Fair enough. If it comes up, if you have a light conversation about it, maybe I would say that's fine. However, as a whole, as an in-depth discussion, you know, as a where do we see this going? I think and believe you can be a bit more flexible about that. You can allow yourself to get to know somebody, you know, and then you can make a decision.
I think if the question
is about, well, then 6-7 months, if you want a heartbreak, then I'll say, yeah, then they're fine. Have a heartbreak 6 months down the line. You know, it's fine.
It's terrible. No, it's not. That's terrible idea. No.
What I'm saying that
if that's a position, that's your position. I'm just saying that's terrible advice. That's a terrible way to go about it.
It's really not. Because at the very least, you have not walked away from something that could have been. Hello there. Thank you very much for joining us. I really hope you're having a great time listening to our conversations. I hope they are provoking thought in you. I hope they're making you think. I hope they're educating you. Please subscribe and follow us, like us, and also engage with us in the comment box. Let us know what you think. Let us know what you hate, what you liked, and, you know, what you found interesting. Thank you very much.
But yeah, anyway, listen, the stats are true, of course. Close to 50% of marriages do end in divorce. And I think what Pronik and Fatsani have said is briefly a big reason of that. That, you know, a whole discussion can be had about divorces and why they happen and whatnot. And the stats around that are very interesting, actually. Maybe one day we'll chat about that, because the stats around that are very, very
One wanted a pet. The other one couldn't live with a pet.
Well, I mean, they're not as frivolous as you may think. They're not as silly.
A pet is not as a silly thing.
As you may think. But I think they do highlight what you've both said about the, you know, the selfish nature of us and our relationship these days, and also the taking mentality. You know, I'm going to take, and if I can no longer take, or if it no longer serves me, then well, what's the point? Because at the end of the day, everyone's purpose is to make themselves happy. So if you're not happy,
what's the point?
Walk away, you know, and that makes sense, no? That makes perfect sense. Christ was unhappy.
I was about to say he wasn't happy dying on the cross, but he did it anyway. But
Let's double back to poll then before I give you the final stats regarding marriage, because listen, we've spent two episodes on marriage now. There's still a lot more to go through, as you can see. Clearly, my co-hosts have a lot to talk about marriage, but another day.
We haven't even touched into my personal experience yet.
Dollar. But yeah, so let's double back to our...
What do you want to say?
Yes, what do you want to say?
You've had plenty of opportunities to speak about your...
To speak about your personal experience.
Come up here.
Yes, how have we? We've been talking about marriage and divorce.
What's your point?
I think she wants the question next
you
week.
You've been married and divorced.
Like, really and truly, you've dated.
I was waiting for it, you know, for an opportunity.
I think next week's question should be, Pronik, tell us about your experience.
No, an interview. An interview. Really this week we're interviewing Pronik, so tell us what happened. I was drunk that day.
Let's go back to our poll of the week. Hang on.
More of the story, don't be drunk on your first date.
Oh, jeez, okay.
Poll of the week.
Yeah. You guys are moving this table.
Yeah, I think it's me. Yeah. I'm sorry.
That the moms are just getting short.
Wait, hold on. No, if anything, I'm moving it towards there because my foot was resting on it.
No, okay, that's fine. Ooh, okay. Double back, rather. Guys, we have to finish this episode.
All right, last
okey
time.
Dokey. So, poll of the week then. Mm-hmm. The one that we were waiting for the answer for. So, men and women were asked, would you rather unconditional love or unconditional respect in marriage? Now, the majority of men chose...
Respect.
Love. Actually,
well,
overwhelmingly, the majority of men chose love. I think probably 15% of men. That's a lie. Yeah, about 15% of men chose respect.
Okay.
So that means the other 85% chose love. In terms of the women, it was much closer, but the majority of women went love as well. But that was much closer because the love was... Why are the stats there? I think it's like 55-45 between love and respect. So majority of women chose love much closer, and the majority of men also chose love.
I think it shows why the divorce rates are quite high, because a man is a man. I'm not gonna lie.
Well,
to you.
Yeah.
Love me all
so
you want.
For a bit of context, of course, you know, another discussion for another day. But I guess there. Surprised or not surprised, because of course, according to biblical language, a man is meant to get respect and a woman is meant to get love. So for them, this is a mismatch between what's, you know, what men want and what biblical men are,
what men should get,
men should get. But of course, overall then, unfortunately, compared to 20 years ago, marriage is on the decline. People are getting married less, people are marrying less, people are staying married less, and everything else. Everything is on the decline. Now, 44% more people now are likely to have never been married than 20 years ago when the poll was conducted. In 1991, 37% of women ticked never married. Now that number is 58% of women are taking never married. But of course, we've spoken about marriage, but we haven't even spoken about the effects of children and so on, effects on children, the effects on marriage on children or in society or in terms of, you know, mental well-being, psychological happiness, fulfillment and everything else. We haven't even touched any of that, right?
Mm.
But I think it's anything, it just shows that marriage is, and this is why I said, I don't think something to believe in, because whether you're not calling it marriage or not, humans are designed to be in unions, you know? And marriage is a great example of that.
But that union doesn't have to be marriage.
That's what people are saying, yeah? But look at all the other alternatives that people do. So you have domestic partnerships, you have...
what?
domestic partnership. You have a civil union or whatever it is, but that only came about because people that couldn't legally get married, so gay people, I was gonna say gay people, homosexuals, the same thing, but other people, you know, let's like polyamorous relationships or whatever, that's the closest they could get to marriage. So they actually wanted marriage, they couldn't have it legally, so it's things like civil things where brought about.
But again, I think
you have things like cohabitating, which is two people coming together saying, yes, we're gonna live together, we're gonna have children together, we have no intention of separating, we just want to get legally married. But so it's like people are trying to create synonyms and live alternatives of marriage. And if anything, I guess we want to go back to what Pro Nick said, it just shows how I guess people are rebelling against their spiritual selves or their spiritual inclinations while still trying to reap the benefits, because we still want to be with a partner, we still want to share a life with someone, we still want to get all the benefits without that lifelong commitment.
It may not be necessarily rebellion per se against the spiritual nature. It might be rebellion against what society calls marriage now.
Well, I mean, what does society call marriage? I mean, if nothing else, the only thing I can say that is wrong is the fact that they view marriage as a legal contract.
Mm.
So to say so that...
It is that legal contract that
people... What is marriage? Marriage is a legal contract. So if that's what they understand marriage to be, I can say that's a misunderstanding.
Mm.
And maybe that's what they're rebelling against the legal contract. That's fine.
So I think what would be interesting one day is if we could do our own poll, or if there's one that exists basically that explains to people what marriage should be, and then ask them based on that what they think. Yeah. So find out all the people that said, never been married, I'll never get married, I don't believe in marriage.
Mm.
So explain to them this, explain this understanding of marriage, and then ask them, well, now what do you think?
To see what they say. Look, off the POV, I'm putting ideas out there for research papers. Look at that.
You're welcome. Do a good job.
But yes, ladies and gents, I want to thank you very much for joining us on another episode of Offbeat POV. Let us know what you think. We know marriage is a huge, huge topic. And I'm sure you've agreed with some of the things we've said. You've disagreed with some of the things we've said. We want to hear all about it. Leave your comments in the comment section or whatever it is that you leave it. And remember, for any outstanding comments, we actually award Offbeat points. And what do you get with those Offbeat points? We're not sure yet.
Wait, no.
It's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing, so definitely do be sure to do so.
Thumbs up in the next episode. A thumbs up goes to Johnny.
It's going to be great. No, trust me, it's going to be great. You really should leave your comments.
Yeah, they can come and host a session, actually.
Yes.
Wow.
In
case you don't know, that's how he shuts me down with all my great ideas. I get a thumbs up. It's never spoken of again.
But yes,
that sounded bitter.
Yes,
please.
The things that you do. If you're over on Instagram, we're there as well, Offbeat POV. If you're over on
Twitter and TikTok,
we are on Twitter, but don't follow us there. Nothing happens on Twitter, let's be honest. But TikTok, do follow us on TikTok at Offbeat POV Clips. And yeah, of course, if you're on YouTube, subscribe. If you're on Spotify, like. Leave us a rating and all that good stuff.
Soon coming to Facebook.
Any more final words? Oh,
mm-hmm.
Good news. Did you have good news?
Yes, I have good news.
Okay.
It's probably not good news for the rest of you. Yeah. It's just good news for me.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
So somebody told me that support staff in schools are getting a raise.
Oh,
and
word.
It's going to be backdated.
Hold on. Didn't you say
it has to be related to marriage?
Yes. You said okay to it.
I thought it was just good news.
No.
You didn't. Hassani doesn't read the WhatsApp
messages. I do. I just. Listen.
I was actually interested to hear.
Yeah, me too.
Hassani doesn't it was in bold as well.
So we had no good news for this week.